Welcome back to the Nightlife Podcast. Once again, we are here from Miami, from Wynwood, for the fifth. The place that where we are all fucking special. And today we are going to be talking about Instagram growth, engagement, all that kind of juicy stuff that all promoters, clubs need. Actually, everybody needs to understand nowadays. And who better than our own, you know, Julio Gali, who's been with us before, and Jose De Vivo from, what is your company and your hashtag handles, everything.
Thank you, Julio, for that presentation, and thank you for having me here. Guys, my name's Jose De Vivo. I'm an expert at Instagram and digital marketing. My company is IVIG Marketing Agency, at the IG Marketing Agency. You can find us on Instagram. We can help you with anything that you need, and please do stay until the end of this video for five quick, simple tips that are going to help you grow a lot, and it's going to be a lot of value that we're going to give out today in this show. Thank you, Julio.
Awesome. So, before we start, I forgot about my handles, as I usually do. You find me at The Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram, and you find the podcast at nightlifepodcast.com, and just Google us. Nowadays, you find us everywhere.
How about you? Looking Pop is my handle. Looking, just like looking, and the word pop.
There you go. Guys, so yeah, I wanted to have a little conversation about Instagram, because definitely it is that platform that everybody is concentrating the most on, even though it definitely it is, but at the same time, well, it's part of Facebook. You know, I mean, even though they're different, they're the same. Actually, from my understanding, everything that you guys do, you got to go through Facebook to do whatever you're doing on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. So to give you guys a little bit of who these guys are, we are actually working with both of them. And with Julio, you guys saw him at a previous episode, because he's been handling our social media for a while. Mm-hmm. And then with Jose and his company, it's a new relationship, but it's basically, it's been helping us with the growth, and at the same time, that whole engagement and all that kind of stuff. So the first subject that I would like to start talking about with you guys is the difference between organic and, what's the other word? Non-organic? What?
Fake.
Fake, or paid.
You can pay. You can do ads. It might not be as organic as you want it to be, but at least it's a great marketing tool, I guess, if you're doing the right content and advertising the right content, I guess. It works great.
Right. So for everybody that's out there, organic basically means that it's you 100% on that phone or on that thing or whatever, talking to people and liking the pictures and posting yourself, talking, all that kind of stuff. And because that's one of the things that gets me, you know, a little confused some of the times. Mm-hmm. If it's not organic, it's what, just paid? Or you're saying fake?
I thought you were going to say something like buying and getting followers.
Okay.
You know, that's an issue.
Right. Yeah, like, so that's an issue. I understand that the way Instagram is working lately, that kind of shit doesn't work anymore. Mm. Right? Nope. Is that right? Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we all know the algorithm changes pretty much whenever they want. So I guess the biggest difference that you can find between like the organic and the paid or even the fake engagement is just the way that the handler decides to handle their Instagram account. Because, you know, there are a bunch of methods that you probably will let us know, like how to grow it and how to, you know, take it to the next level when it comes to numbers and followers, right, and the techniques that we were talking about, which is going to be great for you guys to know.
Absolutely. Stay to the end. You don't want to miss it.
But, you know, if you are constantly on your account talking to people, you know, like one of the things that we've done on LMG lately is that we have this new promoter, like he's like an online promoter that has become like the host of the Instagram. And what we do is that we actually, like, even the followers,
it's an emoji, we basically.
Yeah, so LMG Miami. So if you want to meet Josh, he's a great guy,
great host.
So what we're trying to do is trying to like really get down to like talking to people and get them to like, hey, how are, thank you for liking our post, or thank you for the follow, where are you from. Sometimes we do a lot of questions and answers that lead to private messages going a different way, like if we can do like, is your birthday this month? then we, you know, based on the answers, then
engage like a real person. Because one of the issues I find when you know, I realize the difference between handling my own personal brand and the LMG account is the content that we have is completely different. Yeah. Meaning, I'm giving a lot of value to clubs, to promoters, to managers, to owners, all that kind of stuff. And LMG is offering a lot of parties, a lot of events, a lot of that, so a lot of fun. Yes, there are some people that are going to be 100% interested in knowing when the parties are and what time and the covers and the deals and all that kind of stuff, but they don't engage with that as much, you know. So that's one of the things we were actually talking about this a little earlier, about the different types of content that we can create, and what the crowd engages with and what they don't engage with. What do you guys think is the best way to actually engage an account that relates to the nightlife industry? And I'm using this because I got a question from one of the followers, whose email is John Johnson, but his name is actually Amiya. I'm not going to ask Amiya, but he sent a question, which was, I was just wondering how I could grow my social media presence to attract the attention of clubs and club goers. What do you guys think about that?
Well, first and foremost, there's many different strategies. I was thinking we could give some of the tips at the end of the video, but one precise strategy I would say is, first and foremost, you need to have a clean bio. Your bio needs to be clean. In that space where people go to your account, you need to tell them who you are, first and foremost, what do you do, and also provide them with a call to action, like where to go. If you want to be part of the nightlife industry, and if you want them to go to a specific location, like my friends and beloved family from LMG for many years, you have to tell them where the parties are at, okay? So show them and tell them what to do. That's one of the first things you want to do. Be concise, be precise, and be clear what you're saying. You don't want to have a huge paragraph where all you're trying is to show off. You get what I'm saying? What you want to say is something simple. I'll give you an example. We handle the account of a very successful lady. Okay, she's been doing weight loss for a while now. So she would write something in her bio like, what does she do? She is an expert at weight loss. Okay, she's a certified doctor in weight loss. Okay, and what does she do? She's helping thousands of people to lose XYZ amount of pounds. That's something that she would do. And then she would provide them with a call to action in her bio. She would tell them, hey, go to this site to get your first 10 tips on how to lose weight in the next 30 days, something like that. That is pretty wonderful, and that is very engaging for people that want a place to go and find what you're providing with a lot of value.
Right.
How do you, because I mean, I think that's a great tip, because for me, bios are, man, I get so frustrated when I see just like a random,
yeah, it's just a bunch
words
of
words, and just, you know, we're very, very picky when it comes to bios too. But how do you get people to go, like, for example, like
going to the bio,
yeah, like how do you get them to land on your bio page and take that action? Like what could be like some of the steps that you can say can lead somebody from that same industry that he's looking for?
Because I get one of the comments I get a lot is when I mention something and I don't put it on my actual bio, not on the different, you know, what are those called on Instagram? Different stories that you have.
On the highlights
or whatever. Not that, but a lot of people comment and they say, can you post this on your bio? And I'm always saying, just go to my stories and have a swipe over there. But by the way, if you do have over 10,000 followers, I believe is the number, you can always do a swipe up, which is probably one of the best.
Well, that's what we've been doing in LMG for the past few months when we started doing we created this guest pass because we were having a good interaction when it comes to stories. So we decided to do like a complimentary admission just by taking an action, because we do have the swipe up. So in every party, we, instead of just, you know, getting your flyer out there, which is, you know, is good to give information, tie it with something that they can take an action and get something complimentary, or like you said, like the fight tips or whatever. In our case, it's like, hey, listen, come party for free.
Right.
That's a call to action.
So this call to action that we have is directed to club goers, and it's working very well. Now, Amiya from Singapore wants to be your competition. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to be in the social media part of it, but working for nightclubs specifically. And with that said, the other part of getting the attention of clubs, club owners, managers, to actually get those deals. What do you guys do in that sense? If you're trying to get a certain specific type of client, what is a way of doing that?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what has worked for me, one of the biggest things that we do at Looking Pop is that we do a lot of creative content. We create like artworks for artists and marketing campaigns when it comes to like Spotify banners, Pandora, YouTube banners, and all the overall campaign.
Right.
So what I do is when I want to get like a new label or a new client, I pretty much pay for an ad. And then on my ad, I say, okay, somebody that works in this industry.
So targeted ads towards that industry.
Towards the person that works in the nightclub scene. And that opens up, you know, the opportunity to have a club owner or a club manager or a bar, you know, bartender or whatever, you know, and but that's a paid advertising. You know, you have to invest
in
your brand.
Well, by the way, guys, don't get scared when you hear the word invest. When it comes to Instagram nowadays and paid ads, it is, as Gary Vee always says, underpriced.
Yeah,
it won't be for a long time, but it still is. So take advantage of that at this moment. Use it and pay for it. It's gonna be worth it in the end.
Especially if you're looking only to get like new clients, I would go for like an impression or even like an engagement campaign instead of going for like a lead generator, or that could be a little bit more expensive. I would just get a nice decent budget, and then I just,
because
you
something.
Can do like 2 cents every 1,000 impressions, so like very cheap ads, and then just get it. So that person, that club owner, will look at that ad a bunch of times, and eventually, you know, go to your bio and then click
like
on your
a couple of weeks
your,
ago
your thing, like you said, you know, and get in touch with you. Which
a couple of weeks ago, I ran into somebody that's doing video. This guy just came in from Venezuela not too long ago. He's doing video, but he's doing the live editing of the video. So basically, as the party's going on, he's recording the video, and 10 minutes later, you have a live edited video with background music and, you know, tags and all the our logos and all the stuff that you need. Beautiful videos, slow motion, whatever you need. In, like I said, in like 10 minutes, so it's right away, which is beautiful because we always want to show what's going on, but we don't want that raw material that just looks like somebody walking with a camera and lights on their faces and all that kind of stuff. That person, basically what he was doing is going around, doing, creating, showing off what he was doing, and boom, he got us right away. I mean, and we're not doing his work like every day just because he doesn't want to, you know, burn it out or whatever, or you say that. But because in the end, he wants to be, you know, looked at as a nice thing that people can have, but not overdo it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anything that's creative, I agree 100%. But you got to put your money behind it also.
Yeah.
Pay a little of the ads. I mean, I don't know if nowadays what's going on with the hashtags, if the hashtags are still working or not. What's going on with that?
They do. I honestly believe they do. Hashtags is the filters through which people get to see what is it that you're trying to share with them. Okay. People use Instagram for many reasons, many of which they find some type of recreational use for it. Those that don't have businesses, those that have pictures to post, cat pictures or dog pictures, or I love my, you know, my house, my bathtub, so on and so forth. But hashtags are the filters that you can try to get your audience, because it's a specific strategy that you want to get your posts to bring that attention to that specific audience. I'll give you perfect examples. And this is debatable, you know, because the top brands in the United States, first and foremost, over 90% of them, they have an Instagram account. Okay? And
that sucks.
Exactly. And the point was,
because they have a bigger budget.
No, they do, but a lot of them suck, honestly.
Yeah.
It's seriously.
And what's funny is that when you're a brand that it's well known, you want to use 7 hashtags or less.
Right.
That's another tip.
Yeah.
If you're not known, all 30 of them in the comment section can definitely help you get more exposure. Okay. And if you want to tag a specific account, like for example, if you're a fitness athlete and you want to gain the attention of a specific brand, you want to tag all 20 different kinds of brands to get their attention. And you also want to use all 30 of the hashtags. And yes, use it in the comment section so that it looks more professional. It doesn't, it cleans up your feed a little bit. So that's a definite, very workable strategy with the hashtags and the tags of the people.
Yeah. I'm a strong believer of hashtags too, especially if you're running campaigns, like ad campaigns.
You wouldn't go to the whole 30, but you...
No, I don't do the whole 30.
Right.
But I do the comments because I hate like the caption with a bunch of hashtags. It just seems very messy. It comes back to like the whole bio, clean look or whatever.
Right.
I do the comments, is great for me. And especially you also, when it comes to hashtags, you have to be very careful what hashtags you use. Because if you're doing, let's say you're doing, for example, right now on LMG, we're doing about 2,000 likes. I'm not going to go and tag 10 million, you know, post hashtags because you won't be irrelevant. So you have to find hashtags that are, you know, if you're doing 2,000 or 500 or even like 100 likes.
It has to make sense.
You know, you find like the 1,000. And when you click, when you type in the hashtag, it will tell you like, okay, 1,000 posts on this hashtag. So go with the hashtags that are in your, you know, world when it comes to like, if you don't, you know, instead of doing Miami, which would be like a general, you know, 10 million plus posts, I'll go like Miami living or things to do in Miami or Miami at night, which will be like 20 to 40 to 70,000 posts.
Absolutely.
And that's the only way I believe that you can actually have an advantage in the hashtags.
Right. Talking about hashtags and putting money with the ads spent and all that kind of stuff. And you were mentioning the big, big accounts. I'm going to talk about one, Burger King. Super Bowl commercial. Eat like Andy, hashtag. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I missed it. I honestly don't watch football. American football.
So Super Bowl commercial. I don't watch football at all. Sorry to all the other fans, because I already know the Patriots win.
Yeah.
So basically, so
the real football is my
right.
That's even worse when you say that. Yeah, hey, even more.
Whatever. Well, I could always take my shirt off like they do on the halftime shows. So. The point is, they had a commercial, which is one of the reasons why people go to this, and I'm thinking that those commercials are going to change, honestly, because all that money that's put into those commercials could be used elsewhere, like social media. Mm-hmm. But the fact that a commercial in the halftime of a Super Bowl was targeted to, you know, it was targeted to a hashtag itself. It just basically was one person, which is Andy Warhol, an artist, eating a Whopper. And all he did was open the bag, open the burger, slap it open, put some ketchup that he didn't put in it. He just dripped it in, bit it, and that was it. Just said, eat like Andy. It didn't do anything for me, honestly, except for the fact that I went to the hashtag.
That's all you needed to do.
So in the end, I was like, it didn't do anything for me, but then I ended up going to the freaking Burger King thing. So. It cost him a lot of money to be there at that moment. And I'm sure that picture of Andy Warhol, even though it has, I know I read down there a lot of negative comments of people, especially millennials, and I'm not talking about bad about millennials. I wish I was one. But, yeah, honestly. But it's the fact that a lot of them just don't understand what they tried to say with the commercial. But if it was a trick thing, kind of, you know, a trick question or whatever it was, it worked. It just made people go to the hashtag. So hashtags, I guess, do work, at least in that sense. Now, if you're using them on your pictures.
So coming back to that question.
Yeah.
I think you can use like a mixture of a lot of things. You know, separate a budget, which you feel confident with, to do ads in your location. I will go, like if you want to have a specific area, I will do like 10 miles around that area. You know, and then use the right hashtags. Not too many posts on the hashtags, so you can trend on those like nightlife, like Singapore nightlife, and you know, and that way people in the industry will get to notice you, and then eventually will just take an action on your bio.
I want to piggyback on that what you mentioned before about the hashtags, because it's very important that people understand that not necessarily you need to use the most popular hashtags to get more views, because that you're like the little fish in a huge pond.
Totally.
Okay,
right.
And if you're an account with less than 50,000 followers, which of course, if you're starting, that's what's going to happen. You want to use hashtags that have from anywhere from 100,000 all the way to 900,000. Okay, uses of that hashtag, because that means that it hasn't been explored that much, that specific hashtag. If you're talking about specific targeted followers, okay, if you want to keep it real, if you want to keep it segmented, because you can go all the way even to second and third level segment. Because one huge thing, like for instance, again, going back to the fitness, I'm a fitness enthusiast, even though I don't look like one, but I like it. You can go fitness, but if you want to even go more specific, you want to say fitness, then you want to use the hashtag weight loss, and then you want to use if it's for men or women. Okay, and you can segment it to a degree that you're going to follow a specific amount of individuals. Okay, but again, it all goes by where you're standing. And again, in the case of the person that is asking, he's just starting off, so it definitely helps. Anywhere from 100,000 to 900,000 uses of hashtags would work marvelous. Again, you can have a million, maybe two, but again, that would be stretching it out a little bit, because that means you're going to have a lot of competition there, and the odds for you to be found in the Discover page is going to be a little bit more difficult.
So before you post those hashtags, make sure you search those hashtags and
Correct.
Look at those numbers.
You got to do your market research.
Yeah.
More importantly, it's a simple way of saying it. Do your market research, find out what hashtags are going to work for you, and definitely take those two tips and everything he's said as well of what
right.
Julio shared.
And regarding the shout outs, I think if you're going to get into the nightlife industry itself, go local at first with what you're doing. Because we are going to be, you know, we like to work with people that we can get close to, that we can look at those flyers while they're being worked at, that we can actually get from that same person all different types of things, like, you know, the social media handling, being able to record video, doing pictures, you know, whatever, just the whole creative package, not just, hey, I handled your social media, you know, alone.
I always say, listen, my cheapest fee is social media handling, because
right.
everybody can do it. I mean, if you want a better job, just get like your 15-year-old cousin to do it. You know, because
100%.
They will be more relevant even than us.
Oh yeah.
They'll be, you know, it's the reality. But if you are able to offer like a whole, you know, package of, okay, no, we're not only gonna grow your business, but we're gonna make you look cool.
Right.
We're gonna make you, you know, your content relevant. Because that also, you know, your money is well spent, especially
right.
if you're spending money on ads. You want to make sure that the content that you're paying for people to see is relevant. Because
right.
then if not, just, I believe it's like a waste of money.
Right.
Just, you know, throw
Jose,
it out.
You mentioned having a clean page on Instagram. And I agree 100%. It's part of my course. When I talk about the Instagram part of it and the whole social media part of it, mm-hmm. That's one of the first things that I actually do for them, is making sure I clean their social media. I take a look at it. I make sure that they're taking out all those pictures of butts and boobs and all that kind of thing, and just, you know, make sure. Because at the end, you know, you are selling parties, you're selling alcohol, you're selling all these kinds of things. But there's two things that you got to watch out for. Number one is you're going to be hired by an owner and professional, you know, a manager, etc. And also the kind of crowd that you want to bring
attract
to your events. So that's always going to be important. And another thing is, think about the future when you have kids. So that, and one more, when you're posting stuff, especially paid ads that have anything in them that could cause for your account to be blocked. I have been a victim of this.
We all are.
Yes.
It is painful. It is painful to have just one day of Facebook or Instagram blocked, you know, the ad account or whatever. It's painful, because this is how we market to the people that we don't know. You know, not the ones that are already following you, but those out there. And even retargeting to those that follow you. But, you know, like, we actually got one.
I wonder, like, what are the things that you, in terms of growing the followings, we weren't talking before, but I know that you're like a believer of the shout outs.
Yep.
Is that something that you like focus a lot on when it comes to growing the following? How do you niche like the followers for the account? That'd be great for people to know, because something that I learned very painfully, you know, but I wish I had somebody back, you know, 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Told me, like,
right.
you know, tips like that. You know?
Absolutely. It's how they say, I wish I know now what I know now back then.
Yeah.
Right.
You
know,
it's like in real life, like anything else. I see it this way. And it goes back to the ads and whatnot. there's two ways of doing business, of doing anything in life, and one way is to find out the hard way, right? And take a lot of time, hard work, and energy, and eventually you'll find out how what works and what doesn't. Or the other is get a mentor, okay? Someone that has been through your path already. Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself, okay, by getting a mentor, and let them show you, okay, what the way is, what's the right way. In this case, I want to say shout outs help you a lot, because it's people that started with nothing. They leverage themselves with other people that are already well established in the social media aspect, in this case on Instagram, and they help them raise their levels. But again, it's not the only way, but it's a huge way that you can definitely grow your following. For instance, if you're trying to get, I don't know, promotions for a, what would you say? What would you use an example of?
Let's talk about the clubs.
About the clubs, absolutely. About the clubs. You would find someone that is very niche specific. And by the way, niche is a fancy word for target audience. For those that
niche is my word, by
exactly.
The way.
niche is his word. Find somebody that is doing a lot of parties. Find that somebody that is always at a club. Always, that's his business. That's what he does. So more than likely, he's going to have followers that are already part of that target audience. So what you do is you reach out to this person, and again, most of these individuals are going to have millions of people, if we're talking about big accounts,
right,
that are worthwhile your money. And what you want to do is reach out to them and tell them, hey, I love what you're doing. I wanted to know if I could receive a specific help from you. What can I do? We could exchange value. How could I help you? Or the easiest way is to pay. Okay, and there's no easier way than doing that, in my belief, you know,
right,
because you're gonna shortcut everything. Sometimes you'll reach a big account and you're a very little small one, and what's gonna happen is you're not gonna find anything of value to give them unless you wanna do work for free, which is another good one. But an
right,
easy way is to pay them, and they will do the shout out for you. They're gonna grow your account organically and help you be in the position that you wanna be.
Are shout outs one of the most expensive ways to grow right now?
I just think that everything you want to do on your social media, especially on Instagram, and it goes back to, you say that, and it reminds me, like, the whole promoter.
Right.
It's the same thing. You know, you get
yes,
the most popular kid.
I mean, I think another name for promoter, you know, is the original influencer.
The original influencer. That's what an influencer is.
So, right, so it's a great, but one of the things that I want to, you know, like, add to that is, like, you want to make sure that you're engaging with a new audience. Like, you don't want to just do the shout out and just watch a bunch of followers
of
come
course
in.
You right,
like, if you want to invest, do a plan of like, okay, I'm gonna start a shout out, and then, you know, and also most of those accounts are ready for, like, they won't feel, don't be shy to say you're gonna pay, because they already know what the value is and they'll be fine,
right,
you know.
Absolutely.
So I would invest time on engaging in every single follower. Like, if you get a follower or that from that shout out, make sure you go and do a private message and welcome them to your Instagram,
right,
and say, hey, thank you for following
absolutely
me. You know, is there anything, you know, that I can help you with? Here's something of value. Like, in our case, we'll be like, listen, here's the links of the our parties, so you can get a complimentary, you know, like, make sure that you are capitalizing on that traffic that you're gonna get, because
if not, you lose them faster than you got them.
No, they can stay.
It's called
they
social media
stay
for a reason.
Yeah,
you gotta be social.
Right.
You gotta be social.
And I love that, because that's one of my biggest thing.
Yeah.
People want to grow, but they don't engage. So it's like, how do you want to,
right,
you know,
what people,
there's
most people do here, and kind of relates to that whole 1% of the people in the world have, you know, 99% of the worth, the net worth or whatever,
mm-hmm,
money when it comes to money,
mm-hmm,
and the other way around. The same thing kind of in social media, there's that big group up there that has all the followers and all that, but they're doing something different. And they're doing two things. Number one, they're always creating.
Always.
Always creating. You don't see, like, a big account follow a lot. Not because they're like, I don't want to follow because I'm better than you.
Oh, you got to work.
It's because, you know, that is what it is. They
it's
follow
awesome
what they follow. They're not really there to go in and like butts and all that kind of stuff. Most people, the 99%, are actually, that's what they're doing. They go into the platform to look at other people's creativity, to look at the Gary V's and to look at the, you know, Grant Cardone's,
right,
and to
right
look
on
at all those people. But they're not creating, you know, even though those people are the ones telling them, go out there and fucking create.
Yeah,
but
absolutely
we don't fucking listen.
Yeah. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, and then after that, you can go to your five tips because they want to know, and that way we can close the episode.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it starts with the tips. There's a strategy that Gary Vee, speaking of Gary Vee, called the $1.80 strategy that goes with engagement. It is very, very powerful.
Your 2 cents.
Absolutely. Leave your 2 cents. What that means and the way it works, speaking of engagement, and that's something that we do in our agency a lot because, again, it's not just about having the huge crowd. You want to make sure you're engaging with these people so that, again, snowball effect is created and you want to continuously grow and make a name for yourself.
Right.
So the $1.80 strategy starts with searching, again, doing your market research for the top 9 hashtags of your specific niche.
I said it, niche.
Yes. That's your word, right?
So the targeted market.
Exactly. The target audience. So the top 9 hashtags, and what you want to do is select the top 10 photos for that specific hashtag, and then leave positive comments. Leave something of value to these people. Like if you really admire something that somebody posted and you want to be in the fitness niche or the nightclub,
right?
Comment them on how great of a picture that was. You know, like, hey man, I like the picture, I like the nightlife, I like the artworks, the light, I love it.
Right.
You know, and leave them those 2 cents, it's what it's called,
right,
for all 9 hashtags. So the way it works is, again, if you do the math, is 9 hashtags, for every single one of them, you take
10 pictures.
Exactly, 10 of each, that's 2 cents a piece. So by the end of the day, you've done 90 posts in which you're commenting. Now here, what
it, that's your $1.80, right?
Exactly. Here's the 90 posts again, 2 cents each, there's your $1.80. So you wanna make sure that, again, it's where Julio's saying, you wanna engage, you gotta be social, because people want to know you and appreciate you for the value that you're giving them.
Right. Hey, by the way, those comments are not, hey, nice picture.
Yeah, no, it's not like a thumbs up, you know.
Yeah, that does not work. Do not go
genuine.
Yes, do it, whatever. If that's the only thing you can do, then you have to do it. But you got to invest that little time to actually give value back. Make sure you look at those top 9 posts and make sure you read what they're talking about. Engage with it, you know, not just any kind of comment. Give the value that you know you have.
Actually, before we close, like, I will actually go one step further in 2 things. In the creative side, if those are the 10 posts that are trending on those posts, make sure you use that as a mock-up of how your content should look.
Yes.
You don't expect your content, you know, to be, you know, average and be like, oh my God, I don't know why I'm not in the top 10. Like, take a look at those 10 photos in the creative side and the creative aspect and make sure that you are as close to that as possible when it comes to the photos. And also, I would even, when I engage on posts, I always end with something that can lead to them answering something. Like, hey, I love this photo, where was this photo taken?
That's engaging.
So then he'll be like, I took this photo and when I went on vacation, oh my God, I love that place, where you stayed? And then, because the more amount of time that people spend in your post, obviously the algorithm will go nuts. Because it's like people are, you know, investing time on your content and in your posts specifically.
Absolutely. So you want to give the last tips?
Absolutely. So 5 quick, simple tips. Are you ready? You want to take pen notes to get started? Very simple. I've said a couple of them, but I'll give you a few more. Again, the first thing is the bio. I'm a huge believer of the bio. Make sure it's clean. It tells people 3 elemental things: what you do, who you are, what you do, and where to go. Okay, you immediately have to go give them a call to action if you want to monetize your account. Okay, that is if you want to use your account for personal or for fun. Okay, the second thing is definitely be working your ass off. And this means posting every single day. At least.
Or hire somebody to do.
At least.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. At least once per day, guys. Yeah. Okay, you have to do it at least once per day. If you follow the IG marketing agency, I gave you a couple of times, it's too much to say in the amount that we have, we're about to leave, but I gave you the specific times that are more engaging, okay? So be posting every single day, make sure you have a clean bio. Awesome. So make your comments, the bio, the what, the who, and where.
And where.
The posting every single day, at least once per day, ideally 3 to 4 times a day. The third tip, again, the hashtags. We talked about hashtags. Use them because they're their filters that you're going to attract the audience that you're looking for. And for that, you need to do market research. The easiest way of doing market research is model success.
Right.
Find an account that is already at the place that you want to be and try to do some of the similar stuff they're doing.
Right.
Okay? But again, remember the rules that we mentioned here about the hashtags, because the hashtags that they're using are not necessarily going to be the ones that you want to use if you're starting off.
Right.
Okay? Fourth tip, Instagram stories are huge. Instagram stories in 2019 are huge, plus more than 400 million people are looking at it. Okay, so be there all the time, present, and if you want to do more engaging, do polls, ask questions, even if it's a shoe or a shirt, whatever it is that you want to do.
Just the swiping on Instagram went from going down to going sideways.
Exactly, you know, so. Exactly. Do that, and another thing that is huge, you know, when you go to the Discover page, there's a big square box that a lot of us are not paying attention to, IGTV. Guys, from this moment on, 2019, all the way forward, videos are gonna be the shit. Okay, so make sure that you're posting a lot of content, show your face, use a lot of videos, and remember everything that we mentioned here. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Record this way, by the way, vertical. Actually, no, you can turn it around also. Some people think that if they're recording it this way, whatever, you know, material, the way that we're recording this right now, it can't be posted on IGTV. Bro, just put a little signal that says, turn around the phone, and that's it. Even though, you want to create a lot of vertical, but horizontal works as well for IG for now. Dude, that's awesome. A lot of good tips, a good conversation with you guys. I can't wait to have another one after we hit the 100,000 mark.
Amen.
People, because I know we're going to be growing in
that
direction.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you all for watching.
Yes. Guys, remember, you find me at The Nightlife Entrepreneur. You find the podcast on nightlifepodcast.com. You get the book on Amazon right now. I'm going to wait for you to go get it. I'm just kidding. And again, what are yours? Your handles?
My handles are The IG Marketing Agency. At The IG Marketing Agency, it's what it is. At the IG Marketing Agency in Instagram.
Looking Pop. That's how you find me. Looking Pop.
Awesome. Subscribe. See you next week.